This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A narrow line of strong storms has been hovering over a large area, including central Tennessee. There it is blamed for a half a dozen weather-related deaths, mostly from a suspected twister. There are states of emergency in Clarksville and Nashville, Tennessee. WTVF's Bree Smith surveyed some of the damage.
This tornado appears to have traveled along really one of the biggest arteries in the downtown Hendersonville area. The overall sound of the night continues to be emergency vehicles. It continues to be ambulance, fire trucks. You just hear sirens in the distance as emergency personnel are rushing to and fro.
That storm system is slowly heading east, expected to dump a lot of rain in the mid-Atlantic and northeast. The lower court ruling that would have allowed a Dallas area woman to have an emergency abortion for medical reasons, it remains blocked.
At 20 weeks and 4 days pregnant, Kate Cox is living in legal limbo. 30 hours after a Democratic judge approved an emergency abortion Thursday.
I am going to grant the temporary restraining order.
The all-Republican Texas State Supreme Court put a hold on it.
CBS News correspondent Jared Hill. Now to Philadelphia, where Mideast war fallout has led to the resignation of a major university president, Liz McGill at Penn. That after controversy over alleged anti-Semitic speech on campus. KYW Radio, Scott Graham.
McGill has voluntarily tendered her resignation as president of the University of Pennsylvania. She will remain a tenured faculty member at Penn Carey Law. Goes on to say, on behalf of the entire Penn community, I want to thank President McGill for her service to the university as president and wish her well. We'll be in touch in the coming days to share plans for interim leadership for Penn.
But that will not include that Penn board chair. He stepped down a short time later. While in the Middle East, in the midst of that two-month-old war,
we have confirmation that an Israeli hostage has been killed. His name is 25-year-old Israeli soldier Sahar Baruch. His kibbutz confirmed that. His family is saying that the return of his body should be part of any future deal.
Remy Innocencio in Tel Aviv. Meantime, the Persian Gulf nation of Qatar, which has acted as a kind of mediator, indicates efforts to renew the Israel-Hamas truce will continue. Two-way baseball star Shohei Ohtani will wear a Los Angeles uniform next season, but one that says Dodgers instead of Angels.
Ohtani inks one of the most lucrative contracts in sports history. He's going to make $70 million a year over the next 10 seasons with the Dodgers. That deal also includes what sources are describing as unprecedented deferrals, including the majority of that salary.
Reporter Erica Herskowitz and LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels wins college football's Heisman Trophy in a pretty lopsided vote. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation.
looking for. I won't trust anyone. A child from Rockhead, left questioning. Where have you gone? What have you become? Did I deserve this? Will I ever know? For all of this lost time, drowning in my penance, 'cause you left your kids behind. A child from a kid left questioning.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music, kicking off heavy tonight with a double dip of Abaddon's End, brand new music from them. That was Absence in Adolescence, Aspire before that. Both of those songs are brand new. You can find them on the Abaddon's End's streaming sites or on Bandcamp. They also have a show coming up next Saturday at the Back Bar in Janesville. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Maxine Kevy here on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal until the stroke of midnight. Coming up on tonight's show, we're going to have an interview and hear new music from a band out of Milwaukee. They are called Else. That's coming up after 10:30 tonight. At 11 o'clock, we have Essential Last Crack with a twist. We're featuring bands from Last Crack's family tree this month. This week, we're going to do a double dip of Good Morning V. We'll tell you more about that later on. Plus, we have brand new music this hour from Revolution X. We'll do some Mile 134 and the Known Unknowns just around the corner. Right now, brand new music, well, kind of new. It's from August of this year. Moss Men released an album, their third album, back in August of this year. They've been around since the 20-teens. They sent me an email and said, here, check this out. So I listened to it. Really freaking cool. Here is Moss Men and their song Wave on Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Packing my bags as I go.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Here we go!
Here we go. go. That's the Known Unknowns on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. The Known Unknowns, a brand new band with their debut CD out right now. You can grab it on Bandcamp. It's called The Worker, and it's awesome. Zeroed Hero before that with Bloody, and Mile 134 with their song Red Eye. They're a two-piece from Wisconsin with big sound. They also have a Twitch stream, which is kind of cool. They just posted a couple of videos of that. Check them out. Just search for Mile 134 on your Twitch. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. I don't have a Twitch tonight. I am excited because if you have new music coming out, if you're a band, a solo artist, you want to get your music out to the masses, we want to play it here on Max Inc. Radio, and we want to tell your band story, too. Email us at civicmedia.us. Tell us about your music. Send us the files. Send your bio, your sizes, and everything. We want to know about it, and then we'll share it with the people here on Max Inc. Radio. You can connect with us right now by sending us an email, music@civicmedia.us. You know who has new music out right now? It's the band Else. They're out of Milwaukee. They're going to join me next, and we're going to hear two new songs from them. It's Max Inc. Heavy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join the Wisconsin area music industry for the Whammy Holiday Party, Sunday, January 14th at Nashville North in Milwaukee. Doors open at 6 p.m. Enjoy local live music, local beer, and networking with the Wisconsin music community. The Whammy Holiday Party at Nashville North, 1216 East Brady Street in Milwaukee. For more information, to become a member of Whammy, or make a tax-deductible donation, visit WAMI.org. That's Whammy.org.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Do you enjoy shopping for handcrafted products and helping make the world a better place? You will love Ethical Trade Co. Browse for goods from around the globe at Ethical Trade Co. And when you purchase fair trade products, you also support each artist's economic independence. Shop online anytime at EthicalTradeCo.com or in person Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 5 at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Warning now, let
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music from Else. It's called More to See. It's off the new EP called Seven So Few. And on the phone with me right now is Kent from Else. Kent, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy.
Thank you so much for having us. Looking forward to being here.
I'm excited to hear this story. I'm familiar with Else from your previous albums, and we'll kind of talk about that. Maybe you can kind of give the fans that are not familiar with your band kind of a brief history of Else, you know, where you were, where you started, and how you got here.
All right. So we formed around 2013, I want to say. The core members of the group are actually friends from high school. We played in band together in high school, stayed in touch through college, and then kind of reunited afterwards to start playing music again. We auditioned some other people, went through some kind of early lineup changes, eventually got to where we are now, started gigging and recording. We've released 3 full-length albums, and now we've got this brand new EP. We're still at it, maybe gigging less often than we used to, but recording more than we used to, which is actually a really kind of nice balance that we enjoy quite a lot.
That's beneficial for us radio geeks. I like to play your music, more recording, less gigging, though. We'd like to see you out. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Talk about the current lineup in the band right now. Who's in the band and what do they do?
Right now, we've got me, Kent. I'm on guitar, backup vocals, and I do a lot of the songwriting. We have Shane, who is on lead vocals and also contributes a lot to the songwriting. Then we have Nate on rhythm guitar, John on bass and backup vocals, and then Mike is on drums.
Nice. And all of you, you've been around the Madison music scene. You've all played music, or I'm sorry, Madison and Milwaukee music scenes, and you've all played music for quite some time. How is it that you all got together, made the band what it is today? What's the secret ingredient? And especially with the songwriting, where does the inspiration for you and the other guy who writes songs, where does that come from?
Well, we almost all have quite musical background. In fact, John, Nate, and I met in middle school, I think, orchestra. And John knows Mike, drummer, through their work. They work at Music Notes in Madison. And coincidentally, Mike and I actually had the same undergraduate program at UWM. We just did it like 5 or 6 years apart, so we never met each other until being in the band. But we know the same professors and took the same courses and all that kind of stuff. And when it comes to the songwriting, we do take a pretty, you know, almost academic approach to it at first, but then really kind of go into what is just feeling and sounding good. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that, for example, is I often will start with kind of a specific idea and then just keep playing it kind of alone in the basement on my guitar or bass until it's feeling really good, and then expand on it. And then I kind of create a demo that I share with Shane. He gets going on vocal ideas, and then we share that with Mike. And Mike actually, he plays a lot of musical percussion, so he is used to reading like musical charts, and he takes the time to chart out the song so he fully understands it before he starts jamming on it. And then he kind of shares his ideas with us. We go back and forth. Then we eventually get to the point where we are ready to either play it live or record.
I've said this 100 times on the air. I am totally blown away by that process, you know, because I'm not a musician. I'm just a fan. But how songs like that are constructed and what you just went through, the steps of building a song and how it all comes together, is just quite amazing. Kent from Else is with us on the phone right now. New album is called Seven So Few. I guess it's an EP. It's available on all streaming networks right now. Talk about the music on the new EP, Seven So Few, versus what you released, you know, back just a couple of years ago. I believe your last release was back in 2019. How has the music progressed since then?
It's definitely become a lot more disciplined, I would say. We are really, really paying attention to every single note, every single word, making sure we're 100% satisfied with every decision that goes into the album. So I think that really just means we've got our best material yet. And we're also just making sure that everything has more meaning to it. We didn't necessarily start off with a unified theme in mind, but sort of noticed a theme developing and then ran with it, where we kind of have very heavy religious symbolism in the first song, and then very heavy nautical symbolism in the second, and then we kind of have a bit of both in the third song of the album, and the three songs together kind of tell a story of hopelessness and then redemption at the end.
Interesting. And so it's almost like a concept EP, but maybe not quite, right?
I would say we backed our way into a concept EP. We didn't
congratulations.
Set out to do that, but we kind of realized it was happening, and then we reinforced it. Yeah.
Who did the artwork? Who's the artist on the front cover? Because it's pretty cool, actually.
Well, thank you. I did that, actually. So as we were, you know, pretty much done with recording, we kind of realized the themes that we had there. So I wanted to go for a theme or artwork that kind of evoked the idea of drowning, frankly. You know, it's kind of this water bubbles thing, but there's a sort of abstract, bright, vibrant center to it. And that represents the hope, the coming out of that despair. So the artwork, I hope, actually kind of retells the same story that the three songs together are telling.
I've only listened to the EP once so far, and typically it takes me a couple listens through a song or an EP to really grasp everything, you know?
Same here, yeah.
But I could tell the music, the artwork, you know, the message I think you guys are going to get through. It was pretty cool. It was a cool journey listening to it the first time, and I'm sure your fans and your listeners are going to agree there. It's really good.
Thank you.
Kent, the EP was actually done 6 months ago, but there was a delay. What happened here?
Yeah, so we were almost wrapped. We basically needed to do backup vocals. And our the other backup vocalist, John, who plays bass, he has two young children. So he's going through that phase of life where you are sick every, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. And he ended up getting some cold or some flu or something, and he completely lost his voice. I mean, couldn't say a word.
That's horrible.
For 2 to 3 weeks. And then it took his voice months. I mean, months to recover. I would talk to him. We actually still meet up every other week online to do some gaming together. And he kind of talked like this, just, and so we were like, oh man, you know, I didn't want to, you know, cut him out, you know, wasn't like going to hire someone else to do the backup vocals.
Right.
You know, it's more important that we have the band represented as the band. So we just kind of waited until he was 100% again. And, everything was almost done, and I just kind of saved the files, make sure they were backed up, and
he's better
down
now
for 6 months. Yeah. Oh yeah. He's good now.
Good. Kent, no shows on the books right now for Else. I know you mentioned earlier, not really doing a lot of gigs. You're more interested in recording music, making new music. Do you have any plans to do any shows in the next 6 months or something like that?
We don't have anything on the books, but a lot of the bands that we, you know, sort of used to play with pre-COVID, as you mentioned earlier, we did release an album in 2019, mm-hmm. only a few months before COVID hit. So a lot of the bands that we know from then have actually reached out to us in the last day or two since they've seen the new music and said, hey, you know, do you want to play? So we're definitely thinking about it. But we're also thinking about recording. I've always been someone who just, I like playing, but I love writing and I love recording. So that's always going to be something that we're doing, even if we're not necessarily playing out live.
So that just, I'm just assuming later in 2024, there's probably going to be even more new music released from Else, either an album. Any plans for like vinyl or anything like that?
I've definitely thought about doing more with packaging. You know, this being just like the three song EP, we were kind of like, okay, let's just get this, you know, out on streaming. Mm-hmm. But for everything else, we've done actual CD presses. So I think getting back into physical media is something we'd want to do with like a bigger effort coming up.
I'm sure it would be well received by the fans for sure. Hey, Kent, thank you so much for taking the time this evening to join us. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on the brand new EP.
You.
That's awesome. And if you do a show, hit us up. Let us know. We'll get the word out for the people for sure.
Yeah, definitely will do.
We're going to play this song, Wake. You kind of touched on it earlier when you were kind of going through the EP. But as we go into the song here, tell us about Wake.
Well, Wake is one of my, if not my personal favorite songs of everything, anything that we've written. It's got some really cool musical ideas to it. There are some very kind of moody sections and then just some outright headbanging rocking sections. And then a very, very cool bridge area that I'm really proud of. And then thematically, lyrically, it's actually more or less a retelling of Moby Dick. It is a story about just getting so obsessed with something that you ruin yourself. Yeah, so it's in the middle of the album. It's kind of like the lowest emotional point of the three songs.
I was going to say, it's just very intelligent, hard rock and roll. That's else.
We try.
I like it. Hey, Kent, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Else is streaming all the favorite platforms out there. Let's check out the new song. This is Wake. It's Else on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. We'll be right back. Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new Else from the new EP, Seven So Few. That's the song, Wake. Thanks to Kent from Else for joining us this evening. Really appreciate your time, brother. The new EP is awesome. It's streaming everywhere. Be sure to grab it right now. Good evening. Welcome to Maxine Kevy. I am Jimmy K. Essential Last Crack with a Twist is coming up after 11 o'clock this evening. For the month of December, maybe a couple in January too, we're doing double dips from bands that extended from the Last Crack family tree. Tonight, we're doing a double dip of Good Morning V. It's coming up after 11 o'clock. What is your essential last crack? Tell me now in an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us. Just a quick reminder, too, we're off next week. The Civic Media holiday party is happening, so we're all getting drunk, having a good time. It's also my birthday weekend. Double danger there. This program is going to re-air on the 16th. We'll be back with a brand new heavy on the 23rd. And don't forget, you can listen to Maxine Kevy on demand anytime. Grab the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Brand new Mickey Sunshine now. This is called Beck T-shirt on Maxine Kevy.
Made a date with the devil.
It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.